You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says Shane Warne's family has accepted his offer to hold a state funeral. It comes after the shock death of the 52-year-old from a suspected heart attack in Thailand. Warne's manager James Erskine says the Australian icon, who was often in the media limelight, would have wanted a celebration of his life.
What do I think Shane Warne would want? Well, he wasn't named Hollywood and the King for nothing. I mean, I think he would be very... He would be honoured that he was offered a state funeral, particularly, you know, obviously in his hometown of Melbourne. I think that he would like it not to be a pompous affair. I think he would, with lots of, you know, everyone being the same, I think he'd open it up to everybody.
Mr. Erskine says Warne was on a mission to lose weight in Thailand, where he was supposedly only consuming liquids for 14 days, a diet his manager says he had done 3 or 4 times before. A local police officer has told a Thai newspaper a large amount of blood was found in Warne's room. He says Warne coughed up blood and was bleeding whilst the CPR was carried out. Thai authorities also confirmed Warne had recently seen a doctor about his heart and they will be performing a non-intrusive autopsy to confirm the cause of death.
From questioning witnesses and from evidence from the scene, there's no indication of foul play. According to a statement from his friends, Warne had complained of tightness in his chest since he was in Australia. But to be diligent in completing our case, we must do this autopsy to find the facts.
James Erskine says the body will likely make it back to Australia on Wednesday. He reflected on his client's legacy.
Why is this whole outpouring of emotion? It's not because he was good at cricket. He basically put, you know, pride in Australia, and he made hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people happier than they would have been had he not been on this planet.
Warne, who was a huge star in India, has also been remembered by former Indian captain Virat Kohli and current captain Rohit Sharma.
Just very grateful to have known him. And for me, the greatest spinner to have ever played the game.
He inspired the whole new generation of cricketers, and he did wonders with the ball.
Many people in Melbourne paid tribute over the weekend, leaving flowers by Warne's statue at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.